This is Fresh Air. In a year filled with discussion of Hollywood's poor record in hiring women directors, one of the year's most acclaimed films was made by a woman born in Turkey and now living in France. It's called Mustang, and it was directed and co-written by Deniz Gamze Argüven, who tells the story of what happens when five sisters in a remote and conservative beach town fall afoul of the local guardians of morality. The film is France's nominee for this year's Best Foreign Film Oscar, and our critic at large, John Power, says it's a worthy entry.
The most intractable conflict in modern life is the battle between those who want society to be somehow pure, religiously, say, or racially, and those who see society as an ever-changing mix and actually prefer it that way. You could hardly find a more horrific example of this split than the Islamic State's terror attack on the proudly diverse city of Paris. We find a less bloody version of this conflict in Mustang, the debut feature of the gifted young female director Deniz Gamze Argüven. And talk about your mixes. Argüven was born in Turkey, but now lives in France. She co-wrote the script with a French director, but tells a story about Turkey from a Western enough angle that France has made a film in Turkish its Oscar entry. I should probably mention that it's really, really stirring. Mustang centers on five orphan teen sisters who live with their grandmother in an isolated town on the Black Sea. Their blood fizzes with the champagne of dawning sexuality. And as the action begins, they join some boys at the beach, where they splash one another and ride guys' shoulders. It's all innocent fun. But when they stop to eat some apples, which spells trouble in the Quran as well as the Bible, you know their Edenic idyll will end badly. And it does. They get ratted out for licentiousness by a neighbor whose headscarf represents her entire worldview. Led by their abusive uncle, the family basically puts the five under house arrest. They strip the girls of the devil's tools. You know, cell phones, makeup, stuff like that. They give them virginity tests and force-feed them a crash course in being a good housewife. So what if they're kids? The family sets about marrying them off. Their home has become a wife factory, as it's put by the youngest sister, Lala, through whose keen eyes we see the action. Delightfully played by newcomer Gunas Sensoy, Lala's an irrepressible soul who keeps wondering which, if any, of these young women will stand up for herself and refuse to be broken. As all this unfolds, the family home becomes a metaphor for an entire culture driven by patriarchal ideas about female purity, family honor, women's sexuality, and the belief that women shouldn't be allowed to choose their futures for themselves. While Mustang's story is simple and sometimes too neat, it has the zing and energy of life. Starting with Argüven's shooting and editing style, she works with a freedom and looseness closer to French cinema than to, for example, the rigorous approach of the best-known Turkish filmmaker, Nuri Bilge Ceylan. But like Ceylan, Argüven knows Turkish reality, and she knows how to keep her characters anchored in it, a feat all the trickier given that she's working with mainly first-time actors. Although her five long-maned Mustangs at first seem indistinguishable in their youthful exuberance, all five reveal vividly distinct personalities, from the sexually wised-up Soné, who's learned the tricks of feigning wedding night purity, to the quieter Noor, who knows family secrets no one else does. As our sense of them deepens, so does the film. A story that begins in a larky eroticism, with Argüven eyeing the young women rapturously, is gradually suffused with a pained and powerful sympathy for young women shackled by a conservative Islam that finds their natural stirrings obscene. Lest we viewers feel too superior about this, it's worth remembering that American culture shies away, too, from dealing honestly with the sexuality of teenage girls. We find it strangely threatening, although we tend to talk about this in terms more psychological than religious. Although Mustang is essentially a feminist prison movie, it's neither didactic nor dreary. In their different ways, the sisters try, with mixed success, to resist their fate. None does so more radically than Lale, who dreams of escaping to the comparative freedom of Istanbul. This isn't the Hunger Games, in which a teenage heroine, Katniss Everdeen, is able to topple an entire oppressive order. It's provincial Turkey. And the most a free-spirited young woman can do, Argüven suggests, is run for her life.
John Powers is film and TV critic for Vogue and Vogue.com. He reviewed the film Mustang. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, My guest will be Kent Jones, director of the new documentary Hitchcock-Truffaut, inspired by the interviews French director François Truffaut recorded with Alfred Hitchcock in 1962. And we'll hear from Niecy Nash, who co-stars as a nurse in HBO's Getting On, which is set in the extended care wing of a hospital. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.